Arkansas ranks in the bottom 20% when it comes to female representation in the state legislature. Just 17% of state senators or representatives are women. And Arkansas is one of the very few states to never have elected a woman as governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general. The recently developed group Women Lead Arkansas wants to change that and increase the number of women elected to office and the number of women helping to develop policy in the state. Saturday, the organization will hold a campaign training workshop for women in North Little Rock in an effort to get more women involved in state politics. Stephanie Harris is the founder of Women Lead Arkansas, a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. She told me she became interested in encouraging more women to run for office after hearing Gina Davis, the actor and activist, speak at the Clinton School for Public Service in Little Rock.
And she said that the U.S. is 90th in terms of women representatives in lower houses of Congress in the world. And I could not believe, I didn't believe her, because I thought the U.S. was a leader in terms of women being represented in politics. Well, then I watched a screening of Misrepresentation, which discusses the how women and girls are portrayed in the media and in our culture. And it just got me to start paying attention. I'm 42. And so to just have started paying attention in the last couple of years is surprising, I think, to myself and to other people. But looking back in hindsight, I never wanted to be treated like a girl. I wouldn't wear pink. I rarely carried purses. So there was something in my brain that was telling me I was different and I was not treated the same as men. And I didn't accept that. So I tried to act more like men or be accepted, not as a girl, but as an equal. And so... So once I started paying attention, I decided that I wanted to be less judgmental of other women. I wanted to pay more attention to the number of women in leadership positions and how I personally thought of them. And was I thinking that they were bossy and mean? And would I have felt the same way if a man exhibited the same behavior? So then I started a women's group. It's a secret women's group called the Executive Board, and we just support each other as women. We discuss things that we feel like affect us, whether it's, you know, misogyny or healthcare, daycare, trying to balance life and work, and, you know, all of the above. So that then, the more I started talking to women, the more I realized it was time to do something. And I've never really wanted to run for office myself, but I want to see more women in office.
You mentioned that you were kind of in your early 40s before you sort of realized, you know, that there was such a small percentage of women in leadership roles in the country or the state. Do you think that's a phenomenon that is held by a lot of people that perhaps just haven't thought about it?
I think so. And I've had this discussion with older generations of women who really did work in that feminist wave, and they feel, I think, in some ways, like we have dropped the ball, the younger generations. But from my perspective, you know, we were raised by women who were working and who were getting educations, and so it wasn't in our face. And, you know, my mother's a feminist for sure, and she raised me to you know, fight for what I want and go do what I wanted to do, but never in terms of the man is holding you down. Mm. Just you want it, go do it. And so, you know, and we've seen prominent women in, you know, Nancy Pelosi or Sarah Palin. I mean, you know, all of the above. And so I think there's a misperception that because we see so much in the press about those women, there might be a misperception that there are more women in politics than there really are.
You know, it's a nonpartisan group, Women Lead. And I'm wondering, because you mentioned Nancy Pelosi and Sarah Palin, if you put those, if you take the issues and the votes that they have taken in their respective or would have taken, stands they've taken, or Elizabeth Dole and Barbara Boxer, obviously when you're talking about 52% of a population, you're not going to agree on everything. So I'm wondering, you know, you could have someone who is pretty much on the right hand of the spectrum, someone who is pretty ideologically left. What do you think you can gain from having just more women, despite political viewpoint, elected to office?
Right. Well, I think that the whole idea of our system of government and the electoral process is that we represent our constituents, right? And our constituents have so many different viewpoints. Why, you know, in my mind, this whole effort is not to get women who think the way I do. It's to just get women at the table. And it's about the numbers to me. It would be great if it were just women who thought like me, but that's not the reality. That's not the world I live in. And, you know, we sort ourselves into these little communities of people who look like us, talk like us, act like us, vote like us. We go to the same churches. And I don't think that's helpful. I think that's a bad direction. And I think that we have isolated ourselves in our own little bubbles of people who are just like us. And that just isn't the way, that's not what the world looks like. So this also, though, I will say, has been a learning process for me. I spent a lot of time being mad. I identify as a liberal. I'm not a member of the Democratic Party, but I do identify as liberal. And I spent so much time being mad, I'm just tired of it. And I would just rather have conversations with women with whom I disagree. And we don't have to agree. The goal is not to to reach the same opinion. It's to try to work together with our separate opinions. And I think that is a lot of what's missing in our politics these days.
Speaking to that, I mean, so many people are disenchanted with politics. And you mentioned the vitriol out of Washington, and many state legislatures have experienced it. And perhaps it's not due. But there is this, I think, feeling for some people who would run for political office because the campaign and the service can really beat you up. Are you afraid that it'll just be hard to get anybody to run? Because it's not exactly something that everyone wants to do. They may want to affect policy, but politics leaves a sour taste with a lot of people.
I think it is going to be a challenge to get women to run for office for the very reason that it's gotten so dirty. I say gotten. It's always been dirty. It feels worse right now, to me, certainly. And I think that's one of the differences between men and women, is that women are much more sensitive to being judged and to having, mud thrown at them. So we also are not as big a risk takers as men are. You know, men often look at their first campaign as a test run. You know, they don't expect to win, but that's okay. Well, women, when we invest our time and efforts and money and time away from our families, we want something in return. It's got to be worth it. And so I think that's a real challenge in getting more women to run for office. And I think you're right. They don't want to put themselves out there. And but you know what? I mean, we're going to have to suck it up. It's just time. We've got to do it.
Well, you mentioned families, and I guess you can't really have a discussion about men or women without some generalities. But it seems like it has been easier for a man who might have school-age children to run for political office than a woman, based on what have been traditional roles and traditional types of personalities for men and women.
Yes. Women are held to a different and higher standard, and because we tend to be the homemakers and caretakers, as a society, we just, it's unusual to think that perhaps the father might be home taking care of the kids while his wife is out campaigning. I have talked to women here who have run, and they say a frequent question on the campaign trail is, well, who's watching your kids while you're out here running for office or getting all that education? Well, we never ask men that.
No.
And we have to normalize the idea that there are equal partners in families, and that families are, they don't all look the same. So, and there are single women and single fathers who run for office. You know, you make it work. You figure it out. But I think the idea that that a woman shouldn't be doing these things and she should be home taking care of the kids, I mean, we need to get past that.
Finally, I hesitate to ask this because I'm not sure I want to know the question, but have you experienced any eye-rolling or dismissive comments when talking about this from men or other people?
No, I have not received any real negative feedback. I don't talk about this in terms of men are oppressing us.
Right.
Or that women, I don't even like to talk about women's issues, because women are interested in all the same things that men are, plus some more, right? So I'm interested in foreign policy. I'm interested in our economy. I'm interested in making Arkansas a better place and working on economic development. I'm interested in education for everyone and healthcare. These are all things that women have an interest in, and they want to be part of the conversation that develops that policy that affects all of those things, right? So we live in this state. And So I don't, you know, I think probably the thing I've been told the most is to not use the word feminist or feminism. And I'm taking that word back. There is, it is not a dirty word. And all that means in my mind is that we want equality of opportunity. We want the same chance as everyone else. And just because things have always been done by men doesn't mean that we're not qualified to participate.
Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephanie Harris is the founder of Women Lead Arkansas, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization encouraging women to run for public office. The group will host a campaign training workshop for women Saturday at Pulaski Technical College in North Little Rock. You can learn more at Women Lead Arkansas's Facebook page. There is also a website, womenleadarkansas.org. This is Ozarks at Large.